Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is that day that so many of us dread. All of us poor suckers who turn our hard-earned dollars over to the federal government. It is April 15th, Tuesday, April 15th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. I was in the post office today picking up a package. I sent my taxes off a long time ago, my tax returns with a nice big fat check attached to it. I watched all the other slaves filing their returns very dutifully. My God. My God, how sad. How sad. All these people sending off their money so that their hard-earned dollars can be used for all these criminal enterprises that are carried out in the name of the American people. We do need a revolution, folks. We really do need a revolution. Let us pray for a revolution. A real revolution. A revolution that dislodges by any means possible the criminal elite who holds sway here in Washington, really all over the country today. They're all in it together, folks. Some call themselves Democrats. Some call themselves Republicans. There are some minimal differences in the issues that they focus on, but when all is said and done, folks, we know that they're ripping us off. We know they're giving us a royal screwing. We know that they are suppressing the truth. We know that they're not even being elected in many instances. That is, actually being, quote-unquote, elected. We know that the elections are fixed. There is good reason for revolution in this country, folks. And, you know, the problem is individual Americans, even in large numbers, don't have the means whereby which to bring about a revolution. I think we have to recognize that fact. We can't go out and start it up ourselves. But as I've said here on this network and speaking different places and in writing, what we can do, we can pray. We can hope and pray that good people in our military will take it upon themselves to make the effort to restore our republic by dismantling this corrupt bureaucracy, this corrupt plutocracy that now exists in the United States today. It really does need to be dismantled, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't understand that any other day of the year when I talk about it, maybe today is the day when you can understand it. If you pay taxes, or if you don't pay taxes. And if you don't pay taxes, I certainly understand why you don't pay taxes. We face a situation, ladies and gentlemen, that is not getting better. It's getting worse. And the people who misrule us are going to continue to misrule us until we break the back of this criminal elite that holds sway in this country. This criminal elite that, for their own ideological, religious, and philosophical reasons, among others, not to mention profiteering, for their own purposes, they are leading us down the road to nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. The road to destruction. All right, we're going to a break. When we come back, some commentary. A little bit of news about the Freedom Rally in Washington today. Stay tuned, folks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. using this same principle. Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here for this, my third hour today on republicbroadcasting.org. Why I say this is my third hour is because I sat in as guest host for Mark Anderson, yet another correspondent for American Free Press who broadcasts on this network. Mark's broadcast is from 11 to 1 Central Time daily, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's in the morning, 2 hours in the morning here, not late at night. In any case, Mark was here in Washington covering the Freedom Rally that was held auspiciously, I might add, on this day, tax day, April 15th. He was down there covering the rally. They had a good crowd, but not anywhere near what they were hoping for. I heard different estimates from different people. Paul Tepetti of the band Poker Face, you can check out their website at pokerface.com. Paul has been a guest on this show. He called in Mark Anderson's show this morning while I was guest hosting. He estimated that there had been roughly, I think, 600 to 700 people there at any given time. Other people told me there may have been between 300 to 500. Other people said there may have been 1,000 grand total who came at one point during the day. Well, the fact that anyone was able to get away on a Tuesday and come to Washington, D.C. for this kind of event is remarkable in and of itself. Most people are working 9 to 5 and can't get away even for events such as this. So the fact that that many people were coming to Washington is a good thing, and there are people who, and Ron Paul, incidentally, did speak. A lot of other good speakers. I understand Jack McLam, also another one of our RBN broadcasters, was there. I understand Jack spoke. So it was an important event, I think, and I did not get a chance to get down there. I had too many things to do other than the fact that I was broadcasting live. But I do think it's important for events like this to be able to get people together and show their solidarity against this criminal elite that is destroying our nation, destroying our way of life, and taking our hard-earned dollars. So congratulations to those people who organized the rally. Congratulations to those people who were able to get away and come to Washington. A good thing. It was a good thing, folks. Well, speaking of our tax dollars, you know, billions of our tax dollars every year go to this little gangster state called Israel. I'm really getting sick of that country, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even going to pretend to think that it's a great little country. A lot of people go through the motions and say, oh, Israel's a wonderful little country. I wish they'd just treat the Palestinians nicely. Well, if you want to get an idea of the attitude of the Israelis, notice how they treated former President Jimmy Carter. He's over there. He was meeting him with a leader of Hamas, and that's certainly. But he also met with the with Israeli leaders, and he was accompanied on his trip, or at least I read this the other day, by former Congressman Stephen Solars, who was a leading supporter of Israel, a leading Jewish supporter of Israel on Capitol Hill during his days in Congress. But yet, according to the Washington Post, the nation's elite security service has declined to help protect him. The United States gives billions of dollars to Israel every year, and as president of the United States, Jimmy Carter went out of his way to try to bring about peace between Israel and the Arab world, and he was widely hailed at the time by many people for that, although there was a large contingent of American Jews who moved against Jimmy Carter because they thought he was too soft on the Arabs. But needless to say, here's our ex-American president over there, and Israel's Shin Bet, Israel's main domestic security agency, did not assist with the protection of the former president of the United States. Now, an Israeli official said that there had been no request for Shin Bet to help protect the former president of the United States. That's what the Israelis say. The Israelis always deny, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why Israel is always quoted as denying something is because the Israelis are constantly lying, ladies and gentlemen. And so people who are constantly lying are constantly put in a position of denying. Well, according to the Washington Post, no, not Mike Piper making this up, the Washington Post says that Carter's delegation released a statement saying that it had, quote, inquired with both the lead agent of the U.S. Secret Service detail and the State Department regional security officer, and were told unequivocally that an official request for assistance had been made. Well, all that gobbledygook from that press release means is that, in fact, there was an official request of the Israelis' elite security service to protect former President Carter in a country where many, many people have made threats against him. And yet our so-called good ally, Israel, would not provide our former president protection. Can you imagine, you know, here in this country, we are our Christian Americans and Muslim Americans and Buddhist Americans and Native Americans and Americans who don't even practice any religion. People of all other religions have to pay their taxes. And we see federal funds and in state funds going toward Jewish community organizations for their security protection. I've cited some of these examples right here in this network. I'm sick of these double standards, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sick of this hypocrisy. I'm sick of being told that kids can't pray in school, even silent prayer, if it even hints at religion, They can't sing school spirituals. They can't have religious clubs in public schools, because that would violate separation of church and state. And yet, millions and millions and millions of our tax dollars are used here on American soil. They're given to Jewish community organizations for reasons of security. And yet these people, these parasites in this parasite nation called Israel, grasp so many billions, it's been trillions of U.S. dollars, and they can't spend a few of those dollars to protect the former president of the United States. Oh, they've got something coming. God, I would hate to be there on Judgment Day and see what these people face. I'd hate to see what they have to face, but you know what? You know, I'd actually have to get a good laugh. I would get a good laugh on Judgment Day, seeing how so many of these so-called American Christian leaders, like this big fat toad down in Texas, John Hagee, and this Tim LaHaye and his dear wife, Beverly, and some of these others, too numerous to mention, far too numerous, I'm sorry to say, to mention, these people who have been preaching the love of dear little Israel and the worship, not of Jesus Christ, but of the Jewish people in the state of Israel. I want to see how these people are going to look on Judgment Day when they realize they were wrong. Then again, maybe some of them know they're wrong, but they're just in it for a quick buck. Another example of our tax dollars at work, or not at work as the case may be. Now, I'm not here to debate Medicare. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't debate the issue intelligently if you paid me to debate the issue intelligently. But I do know one thing. I do know one thing, that there's a lot of people in this country who can't afford decent health care. And those who can afford a little bit of health care or health insurance, they're not even assured of getting decent health care from the insurance that they pay for. And so we have programs like Medicare. Well, now, Senator John McCain, the great reformer, he is calling for rolling back a Medicare prescription program that he says right now permits wealthier people to take advantage of the program at the disadvantage of other people who don't have as much money as they do. Now, like I say, I'm not here to debate the specific merits of Medicare, but I'm here to tell you this, that John McCain, this criminal, this creature of organized crime, this creature of the Rothschild family and the Bronfman family, an organized crime family, who've operated in the sphere of the Rothschilds for 50 or 60 years, along with other powerful Zionist families, powerful Jewish families, religious, deeply religious families all, I might add. This guy, John McCain, he wants to cut back on Medicare, but do you think he wants to cut back on aid to Israel? Do you think he wants to cut back on this outrageous war in Iraq that was fought on behalf of Israel? No. John McCain wants to cut Medicare. What does this tell you, ladies and gentlemen? What does this tell you? These people are criminals. These people are criminals. And we need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. My God, do we need a revolution? Let us pray. Let us pray for a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Let us pray that the military steps in. Let us pray that the military does what is necessary to restore our constitutional republic.
Did you you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. If you figured out that I'm mad, that's right, I am mad. Mad in more ways than one. Everybody says they're out to fight the New World Order. Well, I am against the New World Order, and I've been pounding away at one theme on a regular basis here for a long, long time, that the New World Order ain't what so many patriots think that it is. There's a lot of patriots think that Vladimir Putin of Russia is part of the New World Order, that he's a secret communist who's waiting to jump out from the closet or from under the bed or out of a sewer and say, boo, you're under our control now. We've established a New World Order. Well, I tell you what, don't take it from me anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You've all heard of Henry Kissinger, haven't you? Everybody says Henry Kissinger is part of the New World Order. Of course, everybody knows that this former Secretary of State has established a big, high-powered lobbying and consultation firm called Kissinger Associates. Well, one of Kissinger's associates, David Rothkopf. Now, I don't know for a fact that he's Jewish, but I do believe that he's Jewish. Mr. Rothkopf was managing director of Kissinger Associates. In other words, he's the guy who ran Kissinger Associates for Henry Kissinger. He's also a former deputy undersecretary of commerce for international trade policy. That's a mouthful. And he has been a visiting scholar, another one of those fancy titles, at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, another one of these globalist New World Order think tanks. So Mr. Rothkopf of Kissinger Associates is very much part of the New World Order. Well, he has written a very, very interesting book, ladies and gentlemen, entitled Superclass, The Global Power Elite and the World They Are Making. And it's got all sorts of endorsements for lots of from very powerful people. And this new book, which has just been released, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux of New York, certainly no right-wing hate group, certainly no left-wing smearbund, no, very much an elite publishing company. He has written this new book called Superclass, talking about the powerful interests and forces at work in the world today, from a friendly standpoint. But he does have a chapter in there entitled Globalists versus Nationalists. The globalists, folks, in case you haven't been able to figure that out, are the people who are for the New World Order. The nationalists are those who are looking out for their own national interests against the New World Order. So he has this chapter entitled Globalists versus Nationalists. And he talks about a global network of anti-globalists. He says, at the core of the anti-network is a small group of leaders linked by many shared characteristics and attitudes, though they come from widely different regions of the world. They might be characterized as quote-unquote nationalists, or opponents of the United States, or critics of Western-led globalization. He says they include Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Hugo Chavez, and Vladimir Putin. Isn't it funny, folks, that this leading globalist lists the three people as among the leaders of the nationalists, the anti-New World Order leaders, as Ahmadinejad, Chavez, and Putin? These are the three guys that I've continually cited as leaders of the opposition to the New World Order. And isn't it interesting that he talks about Western-led globalization? Yes, folks, globalization is the New World Order. The United States has been taken over. The levers of power in the United States have been taken over, and the United States is being used for the advancement of the New World Order. But there are people who are standing up against it, and I will say those names again: Ahmadinejad, Chavez, and Putin. You don't have to believe Mike Piper. I don't expect you to believe Mike Piper. Who am I, an armchair analyst who sits here in this little office, here in this little apartment in Washington, talks into my telephone and hopes that someone out there is listening? And I know there are people listening because I get callers from some of them. But don't take my word on it. Take the word of David Rothkopf, former managing director of Kissinger Associates. Or do you think that he's secretly propagandizing for Kissinger Associates? No, folks. Sometimes these people admit in writing, in black and white, precisely what's going on. And this is precisely what they have admitted in writing. And it's precisely what is going on and what I've been telling you is going on. But yet there are still those people out there who still don't get it. And they don't get it at their own peril, because they are allowing themselves to be swept along in this tidal wave that is going to come crashing down on America. We've got to start looking at the world as it really is and forget about a lot of the old rhetoric of the past. We're going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we've got a lot of calls here, including one from a pro-Israel person. We're going to bring him up first. We need to hear from the pro-Israel crowd. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655. 213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't attend the rally today here in Washington, but you know you can still get out the word about the Ron Paul Revolution. The Ron Paul Revolution, folks, is bigger than just Ron Paul. It is a movement. It represents a message. But right now, the name Ron Paul is associated with that message. That's why RonPaulFlags.com is making available the Ron Paul Revolution flag, or the Ron Paul 2008 flag. You can hang it underneath the American flag or on your home or wherever you want to hang it. Get the message out. Let people know that you're part of the Ron Paul Revolution. Good conversation starter. People never heard about Ron Paul. What a better way to let them know about Ron Paul and the Ron Paul Revolution than RonPaulFlags.com. Go to their website, see what they have available. Okay, well, we have a list of callers up here, but on the list I see someone who called into this show before and announced himself as a very firm supporter of Israel, and since we like to have both sides presented on this program, we're going to bring him up. I believe it's Ted Hornet. Hello, Ted.
Hi, Mike.
This is the Ted who loves Israel, is that correct?
What's that?
You're the guy that loves Israel.
Well, I don't know why I'd say love them, but, you know, I believe that Israel's a good ally to the United States.
Well, then you think it was a good idea to get involved in the war in Iraq?
Well, what I contend with is, when you characterize the war in Iraq as just a war for Israel, when really Israel is just a side effect, I think. They're just kind of
Israel is a side effect? Well, you know, I tell you what, I've seen articles from the New York Times, and I've seen articles from Israeli newspapers quoting American, Ted, articles in the New York Times, which is a pro-Israel newspaper, articles in Israeli newspapers of different political stripes, quoting American Jewish leaders who are supporters of Israel, and quoting Israeli leaders who are certainly supporters of Israel, saying, number one, that they wanted the United States to go into Iraq because it was good for Israel, and number two, after the United States went into Iraq, we even had the chief rabbi of one of the factions in Israel thanking President Bush for having invaded Iraq because it was a good thing. So no, that was the primary motivation of the Iraq war. We've even had former United States Senator Fritz Holling.
I must digress there. I think the primary motivation was the United States' own national security interest.
Well, how was Saddam Hussein a threat to the United States, Ted?
How was he a threat? Well, he kept shooting at our planes forever and ever.
Why do you think he would? Now, I don't know that he actually shot at our planes, but Ted, let me ask you this. Just for the sake of argument, we'll say that he did. Why was he shooting at those planes?
Because they were enforcing the no-fly zone, and he didn't want them there, basically. I know guys in the Ohio National Guard that were there, and they were shot at every single day from, the whole time they were there.
Why was there a no-fly zone, Ted? Why was it necessary to enforce a no-fly zone?
Why was it necessary to do that?
Right. Why did we have sanctions against Saddam Hussein?
To mitigate the threat of Iraq.
What's that?
To mitigate the threat that was Iraq.
Well, how was Iraq a threat to the United States, Ted?
Because they were...
I hope you're not going to say they were producing nuclear weapons of mass destruction.
Well, they were at one time, but we kind of...
Yeah, but don't we know...
Kind of cut that off at the nub there, didn't
well,
we?
So then after that... Ted, listen, I think you watch Fox News too much. I think you...
I don't even watch
Limbaugh.
Fox News, Mike.
Ted, listen, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to try to be fair and balanced here because you're not fair and balanced because... You are coming from an imbalanced point of view that is founded on ideas and opinions that are based upon Israeli propaganda and propaganda coming out of pro-Israel sources in the United States. So Ted, thank you for your call.
All right, Mike. Well, we'll call you again sometime
soon. Oh, please do. Let's go to Carl in Montreal. Carl, what do you have to say from Canada?
Well, hi, I'm an American. I come to Canada. I'm a critic of the Bush administration. I got arrested by the Secret Service. I'm also a critic of the Zionist entity called Israel. I'm also a believer in the Bible, but I don't believe in this dispensationalist, fundamentalist eschatology that teaches that, Israel is this, end-time political power that, that the... The Bible says those of Christ are Abraham's seed. It says, you don't have to be a blood descendant of Abraham to be a Jew.
Okay.
And, I come here to Canada, and I've been detained by the immigration, but I'm reading a book somebody sent to me. It talks about the Zionist agenda. It also talks about these false Christians who support Israel. And, the Left Behind series, Hal Lindsey, and I don't know if you'd be interested in reading this book, but it talks about world empires in basically the elitists that have been in control of these different empires throughout history. What it says in the book, world empires seem to be only concerned with extending their own wealth and power, or more specifically, increasing the wealth and power of the small groups of elite.
That's exactly right. It's funny you bring this up, Carl.
It talks about Bush the Antichrist. The title might throw people off, but it discusses Israel, these false Christians, and basically, how the U.S. is, been taken over. This democracy called the United States has been hijacked by these multinational corporations and elitists in order to further their interest in an elitist global economy.
That's exactly right. I couldn't
you
summarize
read
it any better myself.
By Stephen Hanchett. You should read the book. You might disagree with it, but it probably pretty much opened people's eyes,
What's the name of the book again?
It's called It asks the question, Is George Bush the Antichrist? A Guide to Armageddon. And the author is R. Stephen Hanchett, H-A-N-C-H-E-T-T.
That sounds like a good book to me, and the title doesn't turn me off at all, because I have actually said in more than a number of conversations to people that I wouldn't discount that possibility.
And I'm going to read a scripture from the Bible. This comes out of the Living Bible. It's printed in July 1972, The Way. It's by Tyndale House Publishers. It's a book that, it claims it was authored, the Youth of Christ International was the one that published this Bible. And this is Revelation 13:18. And it reads, here is a puzzle that calls for careful thought to solve it. Let those who are able interpret this code. The numerical values of the letters in his name add up to 666. Now, if you take the letter George Bush using the Hebrew alphabet, G-E-O-R-G-E-B-U-S-H, and you add them up using the Hebrew alphabet, it equals 666.
All right. I mean, like I say, I remember hearing a report. I remember hearing a report several years ago that there were several high-ranking theologians in the Christian world who actually believed, and this came from a source that I trust and respect. This person wrote that there was a suspicion, there was a thought that perhaps George W. Bush could indeed be the Antichrist. So like I say, I'll just say this much. Without getting into the religious aspects of it.
Yes.
Everything that I've ever observed about George W. Bush certainly suggests that there is much more to this glassy-eyed, soulless individual that for some reason has somehow managed to enthrall so many people.
Yeah.
And convince so many people to do his bidding.
Yeah, and also a lot of people say that Bush can't be the Antichrist, because people will say that the Antichrist will come from Europe or from the Middle East, yet when they're pressed to back up their claim, they become confused, and they usually refer you to some, ignorant malarkey like Hal Lindsey or Left Behind series.
Oh, exactly. Okay, very good. Exactly. Now, the author's name, his last name is Hanchett,
Hanchett, yeah.
H-A-N-C-H-E-T-T, and the title is George Bush the Antichrist?
I would ask the question, Bush the Antichrist, question mark.
If people are trying to search on the Internet, though, to find a copy of that book, that phraseology, is George Bush the Antichrist, will pop up on Google.
And the person sent it to me, they ordered it from Barnes & Noble.
Okay, well, there it's coming right out of Barnes & Noble, what can I say? Carl, I've got a lot of calls, so I have to move on, but I appreciate yours.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Carl. All right, we're going to go to Jim in Texas. Jim, what do you think?
What I think, Mike, is that President Carter should have received the same reception that you received on your recent trip to Los Angeles. The entire Jewish community out there leapt to the forefront and booked you first-class amenities in all the hotels and major engagements that you took part in out there, and that they treated you like a god, so to speak.
Yeah, I didn't quite get Jimmy Carter didn't quite get the reception that I did, but I think that's very telling.
Got a similar reception to what you got.
Well, Jim, in all seriousness, it's always been a matter of just kind of international diplomatic courtesy that former presidents of countries will be provided with protection by the intelligence services of the countries they're visiting. And yet here, our great ally Israel can't even provide Jimmy Carter with protection. That is just so... Yeah, I don't know what the phrase is to describe.
I think the phrase would be telling.
Exactly.
That's what you would say.
Yeah,
it describes everything perfectly.
It makes me want to say really nasty things on the air that I can't say on the air. But I think anybody with any common sense, even people who don't feel very strongly about this Israeli issue one way or the other, I would think that the normal human being could sit back and say, my God, what is wrong with these people?
What is wrong with those people is the fact that I'll go back to H.O. Mencken and all these other people that have written about how stupid the American people are. They are very stupid. And P.T. Barnum, I said, I believe, said there's a sucker born every minute. And he was describing succinctly the American public.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you know, and as I said, you know, those of us who paid our taxes and filed our tax returns, we are suckers, unfortunately. But the, you know, the bad guys have got the guns, the bad guys have got the handcuffs and the leg irons, and we're just kind of at their mercy right now. And you know, we hear some of our friends still talking about you know, the Holocaust and what the Germans did and everything, but what, you know...
Mike, I got to correct you. You didn't say evil Germans.
The evil.
You left out the descriptive
term.
I'm
sorry, you're absolutely
sentence.
Right. I'm going to get down on my knees, and after I pray for a military takeover in this country, I'm going to pray for forgiveness for failing to say that the Germans were evil.
Never say the word German without evil. Never.
And considering the fact that I happen to have a German last name, you can't get much more evil than I am, so.
Although you commandeer the name of an Irish patriot, so to speak.
This is true.
Forgive you for that. But,
one of my better moves.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's not gonna cut you any slack with the brethren, so to speak.
No, I don't think
they know you for what you are.
That's right. Well, Jim, I got to move on here. I want to try to squeeze in a couple more callers.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call, Jim. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Steve in Chicago. Steve, come on up.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Well, two quick blurbs here. Newsweek's got a story about top 50 influential rabbis in America. That's blurb one. Blurb two, you mentioned Alex Salmond. Alex Salmond has stated in the Scotsman that Scottish troops were getting kicked in the teeth when they were in Iraq by their regiments being wound up. They get treated disgracefully by the government across a range of ways. He said that Secretary of Defense Des Brown should be apologizing to everyone in the country for being part of the disgraceful decision 5 years ago to drag us into an illegal war on a false prospectus. Excuse me. Last but not least, the National Holocaust Museum. It came out in a trial here. The Stu Levine, who was one of the Resco gangsters, as I said before, he was appointed by Bush. It says Bush handed him in April of 2004 a promotion, a prestigious appointment to the board of the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington. And it goes down saying that the appointment was announced about the same time that Levine raised $100,000 for Bush's 2004 reelection campaign. And
isn't
so
that interesting?
Yes, yes. And of course, he was directly questioned. In return for that recommendation, were you asked to raise $100,000 for President Bush's reelection campaign? And Levine says that's not true. He denies everything. Now, it's just a curious, circumstance. But if you put the two together, I mean, that's the way we get foreign ambassadors.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. That's exactly. A lot of people don't know that. It's very simple. That there are people who have no diplomatic experience whatsoever, but they give $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 to the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee, whichever happens to be relevant. And lo and behold, when their party's candidate gets elected president, that person gets named as ambassador to some foreign country. That's exactly how it works, and they also get appointments just like this one that this guy Levin got at the Holocaust Museum.
Right.
Or is his name Levine?
Levine.
Levine, okay, right.
E-I-N-E, it's Stewart.
Right, right, okay. I mean, that's absolutely. I mean, and you know what's interesting? This guy Levine, he's the guy whose name has popped up in this trial surrounding this guy who was a fundraiser for Barack Obama. So,
exactly.
So this just goes to show how perfectly intimate these high-level Jewish fundraisers are with both political parties, and they move in these shadowy behind-the-scenes circles engaged in all these crooked business deals, and here the average American sucker believes that there's a real difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, when in fact the same financial forces are at work behind the scenes bribing, and that's exactly what it was, bribing candidates like George W. Bush and, let's face it, Barack Obama, who got this sweet deal on a property scam there in Chicago. So again, Steve, you know, it all comes down to the same people running the show, and we're the people that pay the taxes that make it possible for them to carry out these rackets.
One last thing.
Steve, I'll tell you what, we're going to the break. Okay. Hang on here if you would. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to the break here. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. Just to let you know, tomorrow night, all things being equal, we will be joined here on this program with a very special guest, Professor Ray Goodwin, talking about the facts and the myths about the Holocaust. Anyway, we have Steve from Chicago here. Steve, you were about to make a point before we went to the break.
Yeah, my last thought. The first caller who contested you, he sounded drunk. And I'll say this, he's trying to convince you that the dog attacked the rabbit out of self-defense. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I frankly I have to concur with both of Steve's comments in that regard. All right, well, we are wrapping it up here, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies to a couple callers. We really don't have time to bring Chris from Idaho and Kevin from Minnesota up, but we'll be here tomorrow night and Thursday night and Friday night and many, many other nights, God willing. So thanks for listening in, folks. In all seriousness, we do need to pray because we really, in many respects, our hands are tied. Our hands are tied, ladies and gentlemen. We need higher powers to come to our rescue here. You know, I always tell you I'm not a real religious person. I haven't been in a church in years, but I do pray, ladies and gentlemen. I do believe in the power of prayer. Whatever way you want to pray, however you want to pray, whether on your knees or sitting at your desk or listening to music or whatever, but I tell you what, those of us who do think deeply and who do care about what's happening in our country and in our world today, we do need to stick together, and we do need to pray together because things are not getting better. They're getting worse all the time. I wish I could say we had some great victories down the pike, but I don't see any of those great victories coming down the pike. So as they always used to say on this recorded prayer thing that I used to call up when I was a kid, kind of thought it was funny to hear this preacher say, "Let us pray." Well, ladies and gentlemen, let us pray because we need to pray. In the meantime, though, stay tuned here for more good programming on Republic Broadcasting. We will see you here tomorrow night. Hopefully we'll have Professor Ray Goodwin aboard with us. And we'll talk about that subject that people don't want us to talk about, the facts and the myths about the Holocaust. So, folks, I'll leave you with that thought, letting you know that we do have a good program lined up for tomorrow night. Thanks for listening in. Thanks to John and Sandra and all the good folks at Republic Broadcasting. And thanks again to Mark Anderson, my colleague from American Free Press, who asked me to sit in for him this afternoon. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.